Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Georg Philipp Telemann was not only a prolific composer, but also a prolific businessman who printed and sold his voluminous output throughout Europe. Though he was incredibly popular during his lifetime, later generations have sometimes given Telemann a bum rap, assigning more credit for the volume of his work than for his creativity as a composer. A 2014 UMS classic release titled Telemann Sonaten Trios Concerti by the German ensemble L'Accademia Giocosa challenges the popular belief. The album captures Telemann as a virtuoso cosmopolitan immersed in European cultures and styles, a composer who drew from his vast knowledge and catered to diverse audiences, kind of like the most successful pop artists today who tap into current trends and capitalize on what's in at the moment. But as more and more of Telemann's music is discovered and performed, it has become evident that Telemann was not only a music business guru who knew how to cajole the market, but a musician whose compositional skills matched the best of his contemporaries. The pieces L'Accademia Giocosa include on their recording are not often heard, and they represent a trove of Telemann's compositional versatility and the three-dimensionality of his imagination. Let's hear the opening movement of the Concerto in B-flat for two violins, viola, and basso continuo. This is a movement that strikes me as a quirky little character piece. The concerto, opening with falling violin arpeggios, is intermittently peppered with passages of alla rustica and a fuzzy cello drone. Then, back to the concerto. Telemann seems to be joking with the audience here, as if he were serving a fancy ribeye steak with a glob of thick country gravy. A witty juxtaposition and one that makes Telemann's music special. Speaking of wit, this next track we are about to hear made me... Well, I'll let you listen first. Tom and Jerry, anyone? Or Bugs Bunny? Maybe Wile E. the Coyote. First, a normal, everyday minuet, but then, out of nowhere, that presto middle section. The curtain is drawn. Jerry peeks out the corner, teases from behind, and the cat and mouse chase ensues, full of humorous and whimsical pranks. Well, it's up to the imagination of the listener to decide how it all ends. I think I have an idea. For connoisseurs of a more straightforward type of composition, Telemann, of course, has something like that as well. Here's a robust fugal movement from a trio for flute, violin, and continuo. It's short and to the point. No fuss, no mess. But the interplay and contrast among the three voices is satisfying listening. Thank you. L'Accademia Giocosa is a relatively new ensemble, founded in 2010 by members of the Bavarian Radio Symphony, who wanted to bring back the music of the 17th and 18th centuries, playing historically appropriate instruments with a, quote, flair for the giocoso, or a flair for the playful. If you've enjoyed hearing from this ensemble and would like to know more about their recording, you can find a link to it on our website. Just go to harmoniaearlymusic.org. While you're there, have a look at our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and visit our online shop, where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Thanks for listening.